Church, can we stand up? You are God. Sing that song.
From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God.
Everybody now.
You are God.
Some counselors here that because of our experience in counseling, meeting people, I know those of you who do counseling, Jayola, any advice for the single brothers and sisters? Anything you want to add to what I just spoken? Those of you who do counseling, Amarachi, some sisters open up more to you than they will open to men. If Sister Amarachi is around, do you have anything, a few minutes to tell the sisters based on what, I mean, counseling?
Praise the Lord.
Brother Godson is here. Brother Godson, too, is the chairman of our marriage committee. Every Friday, he gives lectures to people in courtship ready for marriage. We will also allow you some few minutes. I think we should do that.
Praise the Lord. Just briefly, in addition to what Pastor said, and I could remember, that should be last year, and it's a brother came to the office concerning marriage area. And where I was going is that, despite as a counselor, I was telling him this because he has a problem with his marriage. There's a lady that they were friends, and somehow the lady took him somewhere to meet a prophetess, the way he put it. And on knowing that it was a packaging, the lady wants to get married to him, want him to marry her. And eventually, the thing works. Just as Pastor said too. And me and Prophet Timothy were just saying something. I say, people come, I don't, when they come, bring two names, three names. I want to confirm this person, whether it's my wife or my husband. I say, I don't do that. All I tell them, go and pray. If this person is the will of God, Lord, let it happen. If it's not your will, let it go. And it happens to so many of them. So eventually they get married, and along the line, there was no issue within a year or two. And the same lady get married to somebody before, left the person unknown to the brother. And things went down also for the brother along the line. Before you know it, he started following the former person she got married to, even have a child. But while having the child there, the brother get to know everything. Along the line, the lady died. So the thing was worrying him. I said, yes, that she shouldn't have done that because she wants to get married to him. So my own advice there too, just be yourself. The important thing, patience matters. Praise God, because you don't know who God will bring for you. And if I say something, maybe let me use myself as an example. I've been with my wife now, that should be 19 years plus. And before getting married to her, and Boboya have seen the lady before in his former place where he's living. And she stopped school halfway. By his grace, at young age, God was faithful to me. So I helped her. She finished her secondary school, even went to Kwara Poly, finished at the same time she was working for 7 years. And this altar of God, for that 7 years, I did not have anything to, or touch her anything. And one blessed day that I went to her place, let me just see her, you know, when you are cutting with somebody. And all that time too, God talked to me. I didn't know that it's going to end there. And the Lord just said, I should look at the gutter. And when I look at the gutter, I saw somebody sleeping with her in the gutter. Praise God. And I waited just to make sure it is fact. At the end, you know, when we start talking, I say, well, God only used me to help you, that he can't continue this way. Now, I was hoping that she's a wife to be, but she's not a wife. And that's how it ended. And the only mistake I did then, I said, I will born finished before she married. It's just last year.
Yeah, you curse her. A curse, curseless shall not come.
I don't finish. I don't come.
You don't curse her.
I don't curse her. I don't finish. She got married just last year. And when I went to Boboye's place, we met on the road. So I was telling Boboye, so, this is the person. And she was there. But that one passed too. Why I was saying patient is that I met another person. Again, we are like that, going. And she traveled to their village with her mom from Kogi State. She's late now. And it is God, sir. So why the thing they brought, the younger brother who traveled with them, now came to me. God sent him. He said, brother, when we traveled, me and my mommy, my sister, that they went to a native doctor. And the native doctor gave them a fowl. That if I eat the fowl, I will marry the girl. So I said, okay, no problem. So she didn't know the brother told me, and I use wisdom to look for trouble. So, you know, we start arguing, and that was all. And it took another 3 years, and before I met my wife, and the story, meeting her too, just to tell you, patience matters. Praise God. So you don't wait until somebody say, this prophet say, not this, not that. Except if it's really confirmed by God, maybe somehow. I'm meeting her. A junior sister was working in my friend's saloon in the Air Force Base, Shop 9. And that was my friend that did the best man for me. And all she just told me, said, my auntie, they look for work. Then I was at the airport. I said, okay, tell her to come. For 2 months before she came, I was coming out. They said, somebody's looking for you. And she only make one pronouncement, just a word. I said, this will be a wife now. And that is her. And she's the one that drew me to Christ. She's the one that bring me to this ministry. Praise the Lord. So Amen. That is not it for you. So it's patient. And put it in prayer too. And I believe it. The perfect will of God will be done. So don't rush and say, because I am growing old. No, God must bring somebody. Every woman on earth, there's a man for that person.
Thank you.
Because in addition, I was coming to church sometime, me and my wife, my children. So we saw a hunchback woman, just of this height. horseback with a tall, fine man and his son. They were wearing a coat, putting on a ring. I told him, I said, see this woman now. Horseback, look this fine man. I said, definitely, every woman have a husband.
Clap your hands because praise you have your own husband, you have your own wife. Yes.
So that is it. Also the brothers too. Just be patient. Don't look at the material things. You start somewhere. Some will tell me, I can't marry a man where you don't get car. I can't marry a man. Or some will say, I can't marry a man of God. I say, if God say, okay, this person must be a man of God at the end, there's nothing you can do, because he may be a banker, he may be a director, and suddenly God arrests him. Will you divorce him? It's not possible. So please, just be patient. Believe God. Let his will be done. I'm telling you, God will give you a right man. Amen. And a right wife also. God bless you.
Put your hands together now for our God. Listen. Listen very well before God's sin will come. From what he said, we must drop this point. No man, no woman will enter into an unfaithful relationship. Unfaithfulness, unfaithfulness. Because it is a signal that when you marry, that man will be sleeping about with other women, or the woman will be sleeping about with other men, and no man will take it, no woman will take it. That's why during courtship, some of these things, it breaks relationship. It breaks it. Maybe I said this for the first time openly. There was a lady that I went out with for a number of years as a single man. I was an unbeliever. I put this lady in a school somewhere at Ikeja there. School of Journalism. Institute of Journalism. So that she was near the school. I kept her in a hotel that I was paying hotel every day for 6 months. She got tired of staying in the hotel. She said she needed to stay in a house. I rented a 3-bedroom flat near the school there. Furnished it completely. Everything she needed, I gave her. Everything. You know, very intelligent girl. I loved her so much. Taking good care of her. Anything she needed, I gave her. These people who go to their school to sell things, jewelries, all those ones, all she will need is collect it and give the person my address with a note. The person will come to me in the office with her note, address. I bought it, it costs us also, and I will pay. And one day, Allen Avenue, I was coming in my car in the evening, and she was supposed to have traveled the previous day. And I'm here in the roundabout, allow traffic to pass. I am standing here for a car to pass so that I will go. And here is she in front of a jeep passing. And I follow, and she looked at me. I saw her, she saw me. That was the end of the relationship. That was the end of the relationship. The next day she's coming to me and expecting me to start fights. And I'm telling her, oh, how are you? You are back? She's looking at me like this. I said, why are you looking at me like this? God, you are wicked. I said, how? You mean you didn't see me yesterday? Where? And that was the end. No fight, nothing. To me, I looked at her. This woman, all I do for you, you will still be going out with men like that. That was the end till today. Of course, till I married. So, no man would like to go out with an unfaithful person. So, you see the kind of thing I say I do for a woman that I said I don't believe anybody can do better than me for any woman. Of course, I had money that I could do whatever I wanted to do. Praise the Lord. Chairman Marriage Committee, then we shall listen to Amarachi. What is your advice for them in a few minutes?
Praise God. Praise the Lord. You're not sounding like people who want to get married this year. Praise the Lord. I prophesy to you, this year will not end until you are married. Amen. Please take note of these few points I will talk about. One, don't establish your courtship on lies. As a marriage counselor, I have witnessed and I have counseled people who build their courtship on lies. There was a case. The woman told the man, he's not the owner of the shop. And the man has no shop. And the man told the woman that he owns a shop. And finally, the two of them got married. The same way the man discovered that the woman is the owner of the shop, so did the woman also discover that the man owns no shop. So you can imagine what the marriage will look like. So there is fight in that marriage. So I advise you, be yourself. All you need to do, instead of you lying, all you need to do is make yourself attractive. Add value to yourself.
That's right.
That's what you need. And the man will come. And you, as a man, you also see a woman to marry. Make yourself attractive. Get something doing. It's very important in marriage. When I want to get married, I just got a job and I felt time was running out because I desired to get married when I was 25 and by 33 I am yet to settle. So I have no money, I have no house. And I strongly believe in one scripture. He said, and a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined together with his wife. So I strongly believe in that scripture. I believe I should move out from my father's house. So that is the first step, is I must get my own house. So I got an apartment. Then, few salaries, you know. Then I began to look for a woman. I don't believe you should go to maybe prophets or gifted people to say, I'm looking for my husband, or is this person my wife? Is this person my husband? I believe if you pray, God will answer you. So I have three people in mind, and I went to the camp, Assemblies of God camp, and I prayed for 3 days. And the three of them, God showed me. One, I wedded her, the flowers scattered. The other one, my mom was sharing tea, and he got to where the lady is. She jumped the lady. Of course, you can understand the signs. So I came back from the camp not fulfilled, because the three people, what God showed me is that I can't marry them. But there is something he told me in the camp. He said, when you see your wife, you will know. And I came back with that intention. And I was searching for my wife. And one fateful day, in a very busy street, and I saw my wife. And the moment I saw her, I know this was
your heart shake.
In fact, I packed my vehicle and I ran to her and I told her, I said, see, to be honest with you, you know, when we are growing up, we know how to titty girls. So on that day, I forgot all the lyrics. And all I could just say is, you are my wife. And she laughed me to scorn. But as I talk to you today, we are married. So, but there were things I want you to understand. I was myself. I did not say I work in so-so-so place. I did not paint wrong pictures about myself, trying to impress her. Let me tell you this. Where I was living, there are two birds that do come around 6 a.m. in the morning. You will hear these two birds. Especially those of you that are in courtship, listen very well. You will hear these two birds. One will be saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. The other one will be replying, shy, shy, shy. So if you are in a relationship, let me tell you, if the man loves you, let him show it. You will see the sign. If the woman loves you, you will see the sign. That's the truth. Because when you love a woman, what do? You take her out. You make her comfortable, isn't it? Praise God. So, as you are in courtship, please, I will advise you to add value to yourself. Add value to yourself. Like for me, I added value to myself. One of the things I do is I am highly domesticated. If my wife is here now, she will confirm. I can cook very well. You know, you must do something to attract your partner. Like Pastor said earlier, you know, you cannot be feeling insecure if you have the values, if you have what the woman needs, if you have what the man needs. You cannot be feeling insecure. You will always say, I know who I am. No man will snatch this woman from me. Praise God. So while you are in your courtship, please, don't establish it on lies. If the man loves you, he loves you. If he doesn't love you, he doesn't love you. It is not the bubble you say or the things you pretend. Because, you know, pretense don't travel too far. Because soon, truth will catch up with it. So, as a young man, there was somebody from Ghana who was asking questions. And he said for 10 years he has been searching and he couldn't find a woman. My brother in Ghana, I want to tell you, sir, make yourself attractive. Women will come looking for you. Make yourself attractive. Dress properly. Put on perfume. You know, there are some certain perfume you will apply on your body. Anybody you pass, the person will turn and look. Isn't it?
Brother, the man no get money, that's why. If he get money, who care what he wear? Money. Brother from Ghana, go and get money. Woman go come after you.
Praise God. Let me round up with this. Because while I was coming this evening, I saw a young man coming for this program and I picked him and I was telling him this. I asked him if he's for the program. He said yes. And I told him, I said, when I wanted to get married, I used to be afraid. And what was making me get afraid was I felt if I add a woman to myself, that is, if I get married, how do I feed her? When the babies come, how do I buy pampers and all that and all that? And I told him, I said, I think the young man should be here. I said, you don't need to fear. The word of God settled it. I think Proverbs chapter 18 verse 22. He said, he who findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor. So brother, if that is the reason why you are not married, please, hold on to that word of God. If you marry that woman, there are great possibility that favor will locate you. Thank Praise you. God.
Clap your hands now for our... Every Friday, the lecture counsel couples that are in courtship ready to get married. So some of you will soon be his students. Amen. Sister Marachi, you'll be counseling people. Maybe you have an advice, especially for the sisters.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to drop one or two things before I will now go to the counseling aspect of it. You know, the experience, what I've encountered, what people have come to, you know, discuss with me, confide on a counseling. Though, like they rightly said, I don't think anybody can have a healthy relationship without trust. Praise the Lord. I just believe that trust is the ultimate. Trust is the beginning of relationship. Because you cannot marry a man you don't trust. You cannot marry a woman that you don't trust. Praise the Lord. Then on a counseling, I was able to, somebody came and told me that she's in a relationship. Then I narrated the relationship, how the whole thing has been going. But me, first of all, me as a woman or me as a lady, I am aged, I want to settle down. One of the things you should consider first is knowing your worth as a woman. Because if you don't know your worth, praise the Lord, if you don't know your worth, I am telling you, at the end of it all, you'll be very surprised in what you will see. I remember I told that sister, I said, one of your problems is you don't know your worth as a woman. You just believe this man coming to marry me or marry you is actually doing you a favor. And you have made him to know, you have made him to find out that he's doing you a favor by coming to marry you. That is when he will just pick up a fight. And at the end of it all, you will say sorry. Whether he's the one that offended you or you are the one that offended him, at the end of everything, you will say sorry. Then for that relationship to continue going, you will say sorry. And that is how he will be committing, and he will be committing, and he will be committing. But if you know what you want, and you know yourself as a girl, that what I want is a sincere man. If he's with a woman, and I am seeing him, or I see him with a woman, you know, if you trust him, you should be able to just calm down. A lady came to me on a council and said that she was going to a mega chicken. They had appointment and she was going there to go and see him. So in getting to mega chicken, he discovered that where the guy was already sitting, that there is a girl sitting there. So what she did, instead of her to just go in there, you know, greet them, normal seat, you know, then by the time she calmed down and they sit, they talk, she will get to know who the guy, who the girl is. But what she did was she just marched into that place and scattered the whole thing in the table.
She ran mad.
And I told her when she said it, I said, that is what you did. She said yes. And at the end of everything, she now discovered that the guy has been looking for job. And that girl, now the girl where they school together, that has been looking for him to help him to get job. Now, at the end of everything, you know, the guy, she lost the relationship because of what she uttered. Now, another one again came and said that he called the guy on the phone, and when he called the guy, the person that picked the call happened to be the junior sister of the guy. But immediately the girl picked the call, she didn't want to know who actually picked the call, who the girl is to the guy. He started finishing whosoever that picked the call. So the girl was like, is this the person you want to bring to the family? If you bring this girl to the family, that means the whole family member is scattered. Praise the Lord. Please, let's just work on our anger. As long as relationship is concerned and you're ready to settle down, one of your major prayer points is, Father, take away anger and have an understanding. If you don't understand a man, or you don't have patience, or you are not even, sometimes I say, I call it, maybe you are not ready to settle down. Because some people will say, like my mother, he will say, when it comes to marriage, that marriage you are kechi re kechi, that ihonye toyetere or were. Praise the Lord. Marriage wungugwe kechi re kechi.
Excuse me, that's the interpretation. Some of us, some of us are from Akwa Ibom.
They say marriage is a bag. That marriage is like a bag that is being tied. You don't know what is inside it until finally, you know, you marry. Praise the Lord. But in our own case, we will not have that marriage that is like a bag, that we will not know what is inside it. I always use my own to encounter it. I say, no, in my own case, I will see the bag and I will see what is inside that bag before I will enter there. Praise the Lord. So another thing that I want to really talk about, you know, I've talked about sincerity, I've talked about patience, I've talked about working on our anger, you know, I've talked about trust, you know, trusting the man that, you know, you're having a relationship with. But there is thing that is paining me most. I've witnessed a relationship where this man does not give you money. You know, they give you money. It doesn't even, he will tell you, he will ask you, okay, how do you manage your life? How do you cope? Because to my best of knowledge, if a man is coming to you to ask your hand in marriage, or he has asked your hand in marriage, and you have actually accepted this man, then a relationship is now going on. What I believe is, if you have up to 3 suitors around, you should be able to discharge them, right? I don't know if I'm saying the truth. Because you now have somebody. Then when you have that person, this is what me, I believe. At least, like Daddy rightly said, even if you need them or you don't need them, at least let the person show care by trying to ask her, which cream do you use? How much is your cream? Praise the Lord. That is what me, somehow, I believe. Because I cannot be in a relationship of 1 year, you know, 6 months, 7 months, getting to 1 year plus. Not even one day have you called me on phone, which kind of cream do you use? Or, okay, we are having a probably Christmas period or New Year, maybe Easter. You know, those festive periods that people do exchange gifts. You will not say, okay, take this gift. Then if you call me, I don't pick. You want to know why I don't pick the call. Praise the Lord. Are you agreeing with me? If you call me on phone and not pick, you will want to know why I did not pick the call. You always call me on a video call every blessed day. You don't care about how I recharge the data. Then if you call me on a video call, I don't pick the video call. You will get angry and 2 days you have not called. Me, I will say, you are not ready for the relationship. Praise the Lord. There was a relationship I was aware of. This relationship, in fact, that is when you talk about the bag. The guy is actually a bag. That you don't know what is inside the bag. Praise the Lord. Then the girl, believing him, not looking at what is inside the bag. Then a relationship started. And immediately the relationship started. You are not giving this girl anything, but every money you call this girl on phone. Does it mean people not give you money today?
Sure.
Does it mean people not give you money today?
Pay my own.
Then, if you say, no, that's not how people will not give me money. You will say, where my own? Or if it is in his presence that somebody give you envelope, he will collect the envelope. This thing I'm saying now, that was then. But a lot of our sisters is still in this bondage called relationship. But after today, God will deliver you.
Amen.
Then he will say, bring the envelope. You will give him, the person will give the envelope. He will open it. If it is 5,000 naira in the envelope, he will collect 4,000 and leave 1,000. Then he will call you on phone. What I want to eat now is a whisky soup. I'm preparing it for the essence. If I turn it, I want in a situation whereby I turn it, it will not come down. It will not fall. He didn't give you the money. Oh. Some of our sister here now has also confided this kind of thing now that they are going through. But I pray at the end of this program, God will deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Then he will bring the food, the soup. He will eat it, and while he's eating it, he's praising you because you are not there. But immediately he finished eating and he's calling you to come and collect the plate. Immediately you enter, the next thing you hear, who cooked this soup, sir? It's not sweet. That's thank you. Then another aspect of it, he's not married, he has not married you yet, oh. It's a relationship. The relationship is still going on. He go pack all his clothes and come for you to wash. And when you wash the clothes, finish, it looks funny, but it was real. It happened. When you wash the clothes, finish, you will iron the clothes. Then he will come and carry the clothes. In your presence, he will pick one. Did you watch this thing very well? He will smell it. The perfume I applied there before yesterday is still smelling in this clothes now. That means you didn't wash it very well. Please, go and wash it again. Then at a point, that is when this thing will not come in. When you know what you want and who you are, all of a sudden the sister came back to her senses. Are you really doing me a favor by getting married to me? This thing you're doing, look as if you're doing me a favor. Brother, get out. This whole thing we're doing now, it ends here, now. And that was how it is. And as I'm talking to you now, that brother has not been able to settle with anybody because, will I say, is a curse upon him. Praise the Lord. Then you are in a relationship. A relationship. What is relationship? To me, relationship, when is relationship? Relationship is once you are in a relationship, you now have, apart from your mother and your father, you now have somebody, the next closest person to you, should be that man that you are in a relationship with. By the time he finally marries you and you are living together with him, he becomes your best friend. Right? Then what you cannot tell any other person, you can be able to tell him. You can be able to trust things into him. That is why we have to be very, very careful. Very, very wise in choosing. By the time you know who you are, you dress very well. Even if it is okay, you put on. Put it on, buy it, wash it, iron it, carry better perfume.
Excuse me. What is okay?
Bend down, select.
Okay.
Yes. Bend down, select. Clothes. First grade. Clothes where Oyibo don't wear. They will bring it back.
Second hand.
Yes, because when you bring it, you wash it very well. You iron it. You put perfume on it. I am telling you, by the time you wear it and you're walking, I am telling you, you package yourself very, very well. sometimes people will say, this girl, they too do shakara. But because I know what I want and I know who I am, if I not do shakara, they will take you for granted. Are you hearing me? Are you following me? It's not until you wear expensive clothes, sister. It's not till you wear clothes that is up to 50,000. I am telling you, with a cloth as cheap as 200 naira, if you wear it and come out here, when you are passing, people will be falling. Praise the Lord. Daddy, please, no vex. It's our day. Let me just talk small. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, during offering, like yesterday, during the time of offering, I saw a sister. She wore very, very expensive dress. But she was putting on that dress. The dress was something milk color. But the shoe she was putting on was red. The scarf she was tying was blue. Then she come put belts that is green. Immediately I saw her, I cut off. I tapped somebody by my side. I said, when the person that is interested on this sister and come and see her walking, you will think somebody provoke her and she's just going to drop offering. Praise the Lord. If you don't have a step, the kind of step catwalk you do, please go and learn it after today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is our day. It is our day. And after today, all of us will not come back and must marry again. Because our surname is going to change after today. And she was just, if you see the way she was walking, I tapped somebody beside me. I said, child, I am frustrated. The woman was looking at me, why? I said, I just saw one kind in a combination that is so annoying. Praise God. You can do away with all those green. Do away with all those black and red. You know, by the time you wear clothes, you will see somebody, you will dress finish, wear something expensive, only your catwalking will spoil it. This is how I normally do. If I combine something for you, am I lying? Am I lying? If I combine something for you, I brought out a cloth to wear on Friday. Somebody with me was saying, this is not fine. How can you pull this? I said, it's okay, no problem. Thank you for your advice. Well, by the time I will rock this, if I come out, you will say, how did I do it? And it happened exactly like that. By the time I appear before her, and she said, is this the dress? I said, yes. When I tell you, you don't know fashion, it will look as if I am joking. Praise the Lord. Then when you rock it finish, you will go to mirror. When you stand in the mirror, knowing fully well that you are a celebrity, so many people will look at you. So many people will see you when you are walking. So many people will admire you. Then you begin to know the kind of step, you know. And when you take a step, you smile. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, when you take some steps, you know, you smile, you give a smiling face. When you give that smiling face, your beauty, the real beauty in you, there are some beauty that will come out when you smile. It's not a no. I'm not talking about that kind of smile. You just laughed loud. You know, those kind of, maybe most of you are watching me. If I'm passing, I will just greet you and I'll just give you small smiling face. And when I smile, there is favor. When I smile, it's a message. When I smile, I am saying something. So, upon all now that I've just said, you will think that one man will just stay for somewhere now. For a mind now, Namarachi I want. Of course, now Namarachi I want. Then he bruise or check, he got on with Afuma. He got on with Afuma. That is what I want for our sisters. That is what I want. Obu aputa omo kina ma wa ma he pedicure ama ihe won ka ama ihe won ka ina ga fa na ga ri gini is annoying. Praise the Lord. But ihe jina agwagi this thing na agwagi now. Why I'm saying this thing, by the end of this program, when you get home, you know all those clothes that make you look mama-ish? All those clothes that when you wear it, you will know that I am not proud of myself on this dress. Please, this is 2020. Do away with all of them. If you see a sister looking very, very attractive, it is not a crime. Walk up to the sister. My sister, please, no vest.
Which Bendown supermarket you get this one?
Where do you normally buy
your cream? Which second-hand market you go get for this one?
Which cream do you use? Please, I've tried so many. None of them work for me. Please, just help me. Praise the Lord. We are sisters. Blood of Jesus has bound all of... bind. Blood of Jesus has, daddy help me now, is it has bound
us.
Blood of Jesus has bound all of us together, so we should be our sister's what? Keeper.
Praise Did you Lord. Hear her? He said those mama rich cloth, that cloth where you wear, you look like one village mama somewhere. He said put it away and repackage yourself.
And I want to also talk about our, you know, just small, in a small distance, you know, our brothers, you know. Come now, that's why I don't need a body for an anarchy or if you go, oh my God, you're not in a package, you can't know what kind of package here. Because all this packaging, all these things, where would they talk? No, now would they package them? Praise the Lord. At least, you know, it's not a crime that you will, you know, see a sister, you know, that package very, very well. You say, sister, you're looking beautiful. You know, those kind of things. And, you know, sometimes, before the end of Ihaneku. But Biko, I beg you in the name of God, can you need a top grade? You know, before new version will come into phone, they will tell you to upgrade. Please let us upgrade. Kai meli tetunu, kai bago tetunu, kodi ka ihane me onwerisi. Praise the Lord. Just before I go into another session, I want to talk about our hair. I want to talk about our hair. And if you know you don't have front hair or you don't have a long hair, please meet other sisters that you know they have. They will tell you what they use. Some sisters, when they pull off their scarf to, you know, to bathe, you will see that hair has reached. The thing don't reach. Hair is just remaining at the center. You know, something like that. Now it's so discouraging now. Praise the Lord. You know, some of our sisters too, even if you don't have all these things, you can meet your neighbor. I don't have this. Please, can you help me? You know, I'm now and you quite now too much high heel ever. Mana. And what all tig si baba yidi, I would get a gown. In my gown now, you need to be a leaf to buggy the lifted. If I got a slippers in a gown, or I got a flat shoe. Ima flat shoe. Each only about flat shoe is different from only with a throne. Do you agree with me? When you are wearing, you know, just small, a shoe that has just small, it's different from Mbujosru, Yirin Kejosru, Wosaranana. Gini Anaga, Ogahenye Gihichoro. Mother, from today henceforth, I want our sisters that during the time of offering, you are going, I want to sit there and watch a sister going to give offering. You are not smiling to anybody, but you just drop the offering. Just watch me. You, from your seat, you just come like that, drop the offering like that. You first of all look like this, you know, all those kind of things. All those kind of things. You know, when you do it, you go to your seat. It's not you are going to give offering. Before Agabia Church, if you agree with me, if you agree with me, shout a louder hallelujah. If you agree with me, shout a louder hallelujah. And there were some sisters, our sisters here, if I tell you to bring out your leg, for me to see your nails, you will put here, here, kito osata. Then, go see go the handbag, just go see go the hand, just show them my finger. Show them. Did you see it? Are you seeing it? Is it not beautiful?
Clap your hands now.
But there are some sisters here now. Or even say for some my high, they were going. Msigi now, show us your own. Because I've seen a man that told me, I need a very, very clean girl. A girl that is very clean and sweet. And I have such and no see. Praise the Lord. I have such and I no see.
He no see you.
He's not qualified anywhere. You know, he will first of all, immediately he come, he might be the person that what he's looking out for is looking at your fingernails. He's trying to come close to you, not for anything, but to see if he will perceive anything from your hair. Because there's some of our sister, you're betting water touch your hair. If you don't dry it, it will smell. So it's a normal thing that you just, when you finish, you get home, remove your scarf, you know, dry the thing. Clean your fingernail, clean your leg. Be very, very sweet. Use something, whiten your teeth, brighten your teeth. I just believe I've spoken much.
Use your hand and worship the Lord. I say, use your hand and worship the Lord. You know, part of the packaging is not only the cloth you wear. Part of the packaging includes empowering yourself. So that man no go make ganga for you. Because now he they feed you. So that if the man had the kolo and begin mess up with you, you can make a living for yourself. Improve on yourself, empower yourself, have something to do that you can also have an income. These days, things are hard. One man not to take all responsibility. Sometimes when men they vex and because the woman don't contribute anything. Part of getting yourself ready is empower yourself. Very, very important. Like you now, you have empowered yourself, isn't it? Stand up. You have empowered yourself. Any man can make yanga for you. Eh?
No, sir.
No man can make yanga for her. Because she has empowered herself. See, as young as she is, she's already a medical doctor. Practicing medical doctor. She has started her housemanship. So which man will make yanga for you? Amen. So when you empower yourself, then it's part of the packaging. Don't only go to bend down, okay. And that is, you know, that's just part of the packaging to attract somebody. When the person come finish, there's another thing, you know, empower yourself. Make sure that you have the ability to contribute something to the relationship. Don't just sit down and look for man who will take care of you. That thing will create a problem. Eh? You never empower yourself. Have you not empowered yourself? Which man could make anger for you now?
No man, sir. No man.
No man can make anger for you now. She lives abroad. She just changed country. Where is they now, sir?
Iceland.
She is there, Iceland now. And where did they bring stockfish? They eat stockfish. Where? She has empowered herself now. Praise the Lord. See this, you know, not the ordinary paper she gets. So, and she's walking there. She's taking care of herself. There are graduates here. Amen. There are graduates now. Philippi, you never empower yourself. Eh? She's doing her NYC now. She's a graduate. Any man female younger for you?
No, sir.
Where you come from? At all. Men younger for you, show your certificate and sing for him. That's all. If the song will not work, enter spirit and discern him. He will give up. Church, from today, your life will never remain the same.